the readings of today's liturgy have so many wonderful ideas and teachings that we don't have enough time, or definitely not enough voice or energy, to speak about all of them. But each one of those has something to teach us, something to share with us. We particularly see in the book of Numbers, as well as in the reading from St. John Mark, the Gospel of St. John Mark, that God will give his gifts to whomever he will give, whenever he will give them. And so now, in the first reading, the two men that were supposed to get the spirit of Moses, because he was getting tired, like some people are, of doing so much, there were certain ones who were destined. And these two men were destined, but they did not, for some reason, show up to the ceremony. Well, interestingly enough, even though they did not show up, they received the gift of Moses' spirit. Now, it's not the Holy Spirit, but it would not be possible unless the Holy Spirit were making this possible. And so they began to prophesy, to say things, wondrous things for God, and to teach the people, and to condemn evil. In the Gospel, we have the same idea. St. John sees some people that were praying over people and praising them, praising Jesus, and so forth and so on, and they were driving out demons. But they were not part of the number of the apostles or the disciples. Where did they come from? Only God himself knew. And so they tried to stop them, and our Lord told them, don't. If they're saying something good about me, they can't be saying something bad about me at the same time. Of course, that does not mean that all religions are equal or that you can go to heaven by any religion. That is a heresy contrary to the teaching of Christ, contrary to the church. 20 centuries that the church has taught that. And that cannot be misinterpreted to mean that. We do not have enough time to go into that. But of course, I'm sure you have heard some of those things recently. And those who are parlaying those ideas are committing serious, serious sin. They will have to answer to God and God alone. And then he says, those who cause little ones, the innocent, not just short people, but the innocent, to sin or to be scandalized, they will be punished terrifically. It would be better that a 2,000-pound stone we tied around their neck and they would be thrown into the sea. And what happens if somebody puts a 2,000-pound stone tied around your neck? Before you even make it to the water, your neck will be broken and you will be as dead can be. And then he speaks about Gehenna. Once again, our Lord is a person in all of the scriptures which come from him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is a person who mostly speaks about hell. Gehenna is hell. And of course, the Hebrews used Gehenna because there was a place where they threw their trash, where at one time the pagans had thrown the dead babies that they had killed and offered to the pagan gods. Of course, that speaks a lot to us in our day and age when we are trying to safeguard the life of the innocent. We must not ever fall for that. And of course, the bishops, in this, as far as I'm concerned, for once, they are speaking and working in the right way. They have told us in November when we vote or whenever we vote, no to Amendment 4, which is for abortion all the way through and even after birth. No to Amendment 4. That's concerning this. Now, in addition to all that, and of course we could speak forever on each thing, this weekend, as you can see with my vestments, we celebrate a very, very important feast. And the Gregorian rite is so important that it trumps the regular Sunday. I like that word, trumps. Anyway, I'm not political. Anyway, we have tomorrow the feast of the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel. Of recent, they have added the other angels. All of them are together. All of them were created by God. All of them serve God. Billions of angels, not just two or three. We only know the names of three. And there are others who were purported to be known, and Pope Benedict XVI of Happy Memory said, no, I forbid that. You cannot name any angels because you will be conjuring up demons. So stop it. So Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. In the 4th century, in the beautiful little and very rocky, forlorn town, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo, there was a man who was herding his cattle. And at the evening came, it was time to put them in their stalls. One of the cattle went missing. And another one of the shepherds, if you want to call them that, told the owner, he went into that cave. And so the owner did not want to go into that dark cave, so he took an arrow, put pith on it, and set it on fire, and threw the arrow into the cave where it lit the cave. And then he could see, and he could see apparently his cow. So he went in, and when he went in, and still there, hasn't changed, St. Michael the Archangel appeared to him, and he said, I want you to get the bishop. I want this to be a sanctuary consecrated to me. God has given me that gift and that power. Those who come here, I will bless. And so he did as he was told, and the bishop came. In the meantime, several other times, St. Michael appeared to the bishop by himself. And so we have this feast since the 4th century, of the dedication of the temple, of the basilica, in the cave, where it still is, of St. Michael the Archangel. So this weekend we celebrate this feast. And it's very important because St. Michael is the principal saint of this diocese. And, of course, we have Our Lord, the Sacred Heart, and Our Lady. But St. Michael is the principal saint. And so, especially as we are preparing in the next few months to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the erection of this diocese, then, or the creation of this diocese, whichever term you want to use, they're both correct, then we focus on St. Michael the Archangel. And of course, we have a window in his honor because he is one of our patrons. And so we pray to him to help us and protect us and deliver us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.